Call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, first up is public comment. There is no public, so we'll move on. Approved the November board meeting minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Approve the November special meeting.
Approve the November special meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions, alterations, deletions? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Approve the treasurer's report for November.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Let's see, correspondence. We have an invitation from the Castleton, East Skodak, and Nassau Fire Companies. Cordially invite you and one guest to attend our annual inspection and installation banquet. If you can't attend, please feel free to send someone in your place. Will be held on Saturday, February 17th at the Hilton Garden Inn, Hoosick Street in Troy. Begins at 5, dinner at 6, and ceremonies to follow. Okay.
So if anybody wants to go, just let me know and I'll RSVP you guys as going. So two people, person and their spouse can go. Or well, two members, whatever.
All right, property maintenance concerns on Westbrook Drive. Nothing new on that.
Nope.
Pump house, or property adjustment for the pump house. All right, I don't know what we want to do on this. I thought Dave would be here tonight. But I talked to him and he said he would. I tried printing these off, neither of them come out very well. But I'll try to explain to you what they are. So I got a hold of the surveyor guy and I asked him to do an overlay with the tax map and show us what the differences are. Here, Missy. So the red is the overlay, and although you can't really see it, but if you look at the corner by John Street where it says John Street, you see a dotted line kind of go through the red corner and up to where to the end under John Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the line on the prop on the tax map. So the tax map shows it going like this. See it right here? Right there. So it's this line right here.
Right, going right up there.
Right up there. So it's, yeah, it's this black line right here going right up to that corner, and you can see it right here in the tax map.
Yep.
Now I was trying to find a deed, figure out what the hell's going on, but
okay.
I obviously couldn't find one. So he says that it doesn't really go up to there. It goes to here and then turns and goes that way.
I see.
So there's this little bitty triangle, and that's really the only place that the village loses anything. Everything else is, his overlay is really inside what the tax map is showing. So yeah, there's a little bit extra. But, you know, I really don't think it's a big deal because We also, it's in the wellhead protection zone, so there can't be any development within 200 feet of the well. And that whole area falls within 200 feet.
Yeah, so it's really not a big deal.
So I don't see it as a big deal, but I was hoping Dave would be here, that he would, you know, kind of give it a blessing, but...
But what did he say so far?
Well, I think he's kind of leaning towards, don't do anything. Is what I think. You know, if it becomes a problem later, then we'll address it, but there's no reason for us to actually address this.
You're saying it's going up here and across there? That's the actual...
On the map, it shows it comes across here. And I don't even know if the tax map's right. And then it goes up here, you know, like right here on that line. Okay? So he says it goes from here and down and then like that. So there's just the only area is this little triangle.
So he's claiming that that part is his.
That part is his.
And we, according to our collective knowledge here, that's...
Well, according to this, I have nothing else.
We don't have a deed.
We don't have a survey. I haven't found the deed.
And we've looked. We've looked all over.
But, you know, I mean, it's like I say, I mean, all I see is that little corner.
But if he's done the survey to show this, he has to have a deed. No?
He has a deed for the property he surveyed.
Right.
Okay, well...
And he's overlaying it on what the tax map
says. I understand,
says.
But if he's got a deed, doesn't that...
Well, sometimes deeds don't always agree.
So if we, but
oh, you mean the person that's in question? If they have a deed, their footage should be. Yeah, we're having the same problem on the other end. That's my property. So.
Right, it should be described, and if it's not described in the deed, then it doesn't.
No, it is described in the deed. There's described in the deed, and Missy's was described in the deed too. But that, you know, what showed what she had and what they had were not exact.
Right, and so you have to come to an agreement.
Right, we...
And you did.
We were going to gain on one end and lose on the other. We just said, go ahead. I mean, it's... I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have somebody come in and survey it, it might show it's, you know, back over where it was. That's the thing.
Right, because everybody's is off just a little bit. This happened to me down at Westbrook Drive. We had it surveyed. My mother-in-law had it surveyed. She's our neighbors, and we were in difference of like 5 feet with two different survey companies. So, I don't think it really matters down the road. It's probably never going to be a big deal.
Yeah. That right there is in a range that nothing can be developed on it anyway.
Right. We have a wellhead protection zone in the zoning that doesn't allow for any improvements
within
200 feet of the well. So, I mean, that's, you know, that's literally
within 50
feet.
We can pay for our own survey.
Yeah.
So is it worth it?
Yeah. So is it? It's a matter.
$2,500 for a survey.
Yeah. For that doesn't really gain us anything.
And they realize that their taxes will go up because their property is now expanded.
For what little bit it is.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, some people for that's a big deal. Like, oh, I don't want my taxes to go up because of this.
I don't know that Dave's gonna over there is gonna do anything about it at all. I think it's just a lot. It's a pin adjustment, really. They're going to switch my pins where my pins already are.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's not going to matter with anything. Right?
I don't see where it is. I mean, you know, like I say...
They can't do anything with it.
If
you can't do anything with it.
Yeah, I mean... So this is the issue right here. So this is the line that comes right there to here. This is what's shown on this.
Mm-hmm.
This is this, the black.
Yep.
That's what's shown there. If you look at this side here, okay, it's not really legible on that one. Let's see if it's more legible on the other one. This line is actually right here. Right. It was actually more legible on the frickin' email, on email, but this line is like right there. So he's saying that we actually own less than what it shows on here. But this isn't property that he's contesting, because the property that he is contesting is, it starts here, to 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 here. So it's just this property.
I printed this today, does that help at all? You know how you can get that off the county? I went on and printed that, does that help at all?
No, because it doesn't show the overlay.
Doesn't have any footage.
It doesn't show the overlay, no, this is fine.
The county also had this, the actual tax map, I guess.
So, you know, so I think the only area that, like, we actually had an issue was right here, that was it.
Because usually on the side of a tax map, it'll say, you know, 50 feet that way and.
Yeah, yeah, but there's no, there's nothing on the tax map for that dimension.
Even on this one from the county, no?
No.
I printed that off their page today, so. Do you want me to go pull the neighboring property's deed, see if it's in their file? See if we can get some footage? Would that help?
I don't know. Yeah, see, this still doesn't have the, there's nothing there. And the one with the picture, the.
The picture's right under it.
Yeah, that didn't have anything on it, right, yeah.
Well, it just pretty much gives you your square.
Yeah.
Rectangle, whatever.
Yeah, and really, like I say, the only issue is right here, this, they want to go like this instead of this thing. You know?
So they want this little triangle here.
That little triangle piece there.
To be on our side or on their side?
On their side.
It's literally like just the starting of the hill going down to the pump house.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand.
And the fence and everything, this is the fence right here where the pump house is. That's the fence right there, so we're still within.
Yeah, no, I mean, you couldn't do anything here.
No, you can't do anything here.
You can mow the lawn.
I don't know. So that's the question. What do you want to do? We don't have to do anything. We can just say, you know, we're not going to. We're not going to enter into an agreement.
We definitely need Dave to tell us what we can do, because we can't just give him the property. Mm-hmm. You know, and even though we're just saying, oh, it's just a little lot line adjustment, we are actually giving him something. So I think he needs to weigh in on whether we're even able to do that.
Well, if we don't do anything, it'd still remain contested, wouldn't it?
No, not really. It's not really contested. He's just gonna, you know, he's gonna give them the survey and they're gonna say, well, this is what it is. And then, but like I say, the only time it's gonna come into any contention if somebody tries to do something with that corner, right, which they can't. So to me, it's never gonna come into contention, but. But I tend to agree. I don't think we can do anything. Just say, I should just call him and say, hey.
Hey, guy, do you want these?
He already signed them.
Yeah, most of them. There was one I didn't sign, though, because I hadn't heard from Dan about it. I think it was 208.
So what do you think, Ryan?
Well, Bob signed it now, so.
Doesn't have enough signatures, though.
Just tell us. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an issue if we do nothing.
Oh, why? What was it?
Yeah.
Dan is going to give you the invoice. They actually did receive these.
Just because, I mean.
The note here says, like, did we receive
what these? What are we actually doing if we don't?
He's going to give you the backup for that.
Okay.
All right, I'll call Dave tomorrow.
So, what are we tabling?
Table it.
Is a survey?
It's like $2,500.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in the same boat, but see, I have a survey, and then they're saying, for you guys, saying that our survey is off a couple feet here and a couple feet there, and you know, we don't know what to do either.
And the pins still exist?
Yeah, my pins are all where they're supposed to be, but they're saying that somewhere along the line, somebody might have moved the ones on the trail side, and that's what's put skewing it off. I mean, I can't prove they were never moved. I've only owned the house for 3 years, so. But, you know, ours is like 10 feet on one side and 4 on the other. Mm-hmm. So, we didn't really give an answer yet either. We don't know what to do either.
Oh, so you haven't called them either?
No, Bud talked to him, but I guess Bud doesn't really care. He says, what's the difference? I mean, when somebody buys this later on down the road, they're going to all fight it out later. It's not like he's giving me a new survey. See, mm-hmm. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I still have my survey. I mean.
Yeah.
Right, and unless the deed gets changed somehow.
Yeah.
Like you said, eventually it will get, they'll have a fight.
Well, the footage is never going to change. The deed is not going to change. It's where the pins are in relationship.
Well, the deed really should change. If you agree to the lot adjustment, your deed should be adjusted to the new adjustments.
He's just saying that.
I know what he's saying, but I'm saying
the other side probably,
because somewhere down the road somebody could purchase your land, mm-hmm. and they could say, hey, wait a minute, this doesn't say I have 45 feet, it says I have 48 feet, and you've made an agreement that, oh yeah, 45 is okay, but it never changed. I just bought this from them and it says I should have 48 feet here. How come I'm only getting 45?
Well, that's what I mean. It's not really going to make a difference. They're just going to move the pin where they think is correct. I mean,
right? But I'm just saying,
it's just a pin thing. Nobody's changing the deeds.
Well, I'm saying they should change the deeds. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess.
To reflect what the new reality is.
True.
Anyway, I'll talk to Dave tomorrow.
Yeah, when you get the answer, let us know.
And, I'll send out an email. And
I'm not getting it.
I know they're getting antsy about it for some reason, but.
Okay, here's the other Spectrum.
So got a check. Oh, yeah. So
this is this is November's.
But it's got a voucher number.
Yep.
What voucher is that Spectrum check? To say on here,
because this is
there's
the
two Spectrum vouchers in there.
Oh, that's why she doubled up on the check. There's two invoices then.
But this
one probably came in early, and then another one probably came in recently, so we were able to get them both in. Then that's correct.
Right, because here's the one showing that the other was paid.
Yeah, and that one was due on 11/10.
11/1. No, 12. This is due 12/1. This is the newest one. So that one was due 11/1.
11/1.
Yeah, but it was.
So we missed the last board meeting. That's why it's doubled up this time.
But yeah, we didn't receive it till 11/9.
Yeah, it missed the last board meeting. So that one is correct.
So are they charging us freaking late fees on all this?
Of course, we're always late.
Yeah, but this
bills?
Ain't right, because if they're telling you that you got a bill that's due on 11/1 and you don't get it till 11/9. You don't get the invoice. How can they charge you a late fee?
Well, they're going to say, like what I say to people when they call and say to me, I didn't get my water bill till 10 days ago. I'm not really in charge of the mail. I can't control what the post office does.
Yeah, so the other payment.
They could have mailed it out 2 weeks prior to that. I have no clue.
Yeah, but I'm looking for a late charge.
You're not going to win that with the mail, or else I'll have to give in to every resident that calls me about the same issue.
You don't have to.
But we're late anyways. We
not,
only pay once a month,
pay
and
them.
She only cuts checks once.
There's no late charge on here.
There's no late charge.
So it's just a straight.
Where's the one that's actually late, though?
In there.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Do you have the charter invoice over there? Is it in here? Oh, here it is, right here. I got it.
So then that check. Okay, so this one is invoice 12/1.
Due date's 12/31. Yeah, so this is this month's.
So then.
But there's no late fee. They charge us $575.80 and $575.80.
So, and then there's that one.
Yeah, so they didn't charge us a late
paid,
fee.
Wasn't paid, the other one.
The other one wasn't paid, evidently.
So then this one shouldn't be in there at all. Because that's, if that's the voucher we're going on. If this is what we're
going on. Yeah, but this is a voucher for $575.80.
Well, that's what I mean, is that the whole bill. Do we need both of them?
Yes.
With a voucher?
Yeah. Okay. One got vouchered up based on that invoice, and then another one got vouchered based on another invoice.
And then the check
But she cuts the check all at once.
For one thing. Okay.
If it's the same person, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that's...
We're just paying 2 months in the same check.
Okie doke.
All right. So this is 208. This must be 209.
I got this one. I'm taking this back.
All right. All right, so let's see. Let me see on this one. Oh, these. All right, so I think that I don't know what we're going to do about code enforcement. We got to do something. I assume nobody's volunteered to take the job, right?
Nope, I've had some inquiries, and somebody said they were going to send their resume, but. No, and I literally put it all over.
Well, I talked to Kevin, and he said he would talk to the guy again, but I haven't heard anything back from him, so I'm assuming he's not interested. But I don't know what to do with this. If we should hire somebody like half-time or something, tell them it's half-time, they got to work, you know, minimum number of hours or... I don't quite know how to handle it.
Missy, when the people ask about the job, what are they asking about?
What it entails, and I just send a posting thing that we put in the paper.
Yeah.
And then I told them that the one person, I forgot what his name is, because he actually lives around here. He just changed his mind. He said he'll be on planning or zoning instead. But I told him that he didn't need to have the certification, that we could, you know, we would work around that because he has so many months. I think it was 6 weeks with civil service to actually get the class. And he said he would think about it. And then a couple days later, he came back and he said that... No, I don't think I want to take on something else, but I don't mind being on planning or zoning. Which one you need people on? And then we started talking about that. So he was going to drop me off his resume. I was like, but now, then we only got that one resume from that somebody named Luke that was interested in the treasurer spot. But nothing more on codes. I'm going to put it out there again. I'll keep sharing it. Keep putting it out there.
Yeah, well, we just keep putting it out for codes.
I mean, it isn't like we've gotten people interested and they're like, don't like the salary or don't like the hours. We can't even get somebody interested.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Once we get somebody in that interested, all that stuff can be negotiated. But I'm not even getting questions that far into it.
Are we even posted? Are we posting a salary?
No.
No.
But nobody's asking either.
Yeah.
So I have to get people actually even interested in the position itself before they, no one's even asked about the salary, really. Mm. I have no one that's really interested.
All right, I'd say maybe we could try a couple of internet sites that are, you know, like that, Indeed.com or ZipRecruiter.
I could look into it. I think that's owned by,
you know.
I wonder if that's owned by Time Junior.
I don't know. And you just go to, I mean, I would try going to ZipRecruiter.com or Indeed.com or one of those.
Yeah.
And see if we can get something.
Because they might give you the first one for free, too.
All right. Is Wendy staying now, or are we still posting her?
As far as I know, she's staying.
Good luck to me. All right. Then we won't repost hers then.
So. All right. Anybody else? I went to a rural economic forum with Assemblyman Scott Bendett today, and he had a assemblyman from Central New York half of the Adirondack Park Agency, and we talked about things like the effect on rural communities and the effect that the mandates are having on them. And, with regard to, we talked about broadband, trying to get everybody able to hook up. And they talked about electric buses, the green mandate. So, all the school districts have to have electric buses by such and such a date. And, a lot of the questioning went around to is if the grid up here could actually support all that electrical use once everything switches over to electric. I know you've probably heard you won't be able to buy gas appliances after 2035 or something, or something like that. They're all going to be electric appliances.
It's terrible.
You can't have outside wood burning furnaces or boilers or.
Right, we can't have those here now, right?
Yeah. You can have, you could.
Right, it stopped 10 years ago?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what the rule is on them now, but those that have them, I've seen them, so I know you can have them, if you already have them, I guess. But, so the question is do we really have the infrastructure in place to support all this electrical use?
No.
And no one sees it as an opportunity? Huh? Everyone sees that as there's like an opportunity for all this infrastructure, and yet no one wants to actually do it. So,
well, who's going to pay for it? That's the question. And then one of the other big things
who paid
was
for the railroads? Who paid for all this stuff?
They're saying, they were talking about like these big solar farms that they're putting in.
Yeah.
Upstate, most of our electricity that's generated upstate is carbon neutral. Because we have all the hydro plants and everything up here, and we have the new plants on Lake Ontario, and it's New York City that's using all the power, and they're bringing hydropower, and they want to bring the hydropower in from Canada, send it down the river through upstate, and they're putting all these solar farms in that are covering upstate so that they can have power down there, and this is what they were talking about. I'm not totally in agreement with it, but I understand what they're saying. There's like 4 million people that live in rural communities and 19 million people that live in urban communities, and the urban communities are, they're the dog that wags the tail, and we're the tail. But that's the way politics works, I guess. But anyway, they talked about that. They talked about fire service and volunteer fire departments and volunteer EMS squads and what they can do to encourage people to volunteer. And they had a good cross section. We had, there was probably five or six supervisors there, two or three village mayors, no city mayors, some county people.
Yeah, no city mayors are going to go to the
Slaughterfest. That's true.
I mean, it's interesting that that's what if that's sort of the how it's being painted to rural people. It's like, why don't we just divide them, you know, instead of saying we have all these energy needs, and it's all because of those dang city folk. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's, but they got some good points. I mean, you know, there's, I mean, I don't, one way or the other, you know. You know, they talked about, well, you know, they shut down, you know, the plant down by West Point there. I forget, Indian Point, is it? Indian Point. They shut that one down. That was their biggest producer of electricity that was, you know, non-fossil fuel. You know, and now, and they're looking for, now they're looking for stuff to replace it, and they're, you know, they're using resources in upstate New York to provide that energy to downstate, and they're not allowing the communities that they're building them in to get any benefit from them. They can't get tax, any tax money, they don't get any of the electricity, you know, because they're all on a pilot program or they're exempt. You know, so that was their biggest one, you know, their biggest complaint really was kind of more along those lines. If you're going to put them in here, at least, you know, give us some benefit,
to the areas that have to host them.
But anyway, it was interesting. I never went to one before, and, you know, some of it made sense. Some of it was typical politics, you know. But anyway. So that's pretty much what I was doing, other than looking for a deed.
So. Did we ever hear any, or have any follow-up about that public comment from last month about the Church Street property, the neighbor issue?
I haven't heard anything, but I think, I don't know if it's an issue anymore, is it, Missy?
I don't know. I think it's still mute until we get a code enforcer anyways.
Yeah, it seems to come and go anyway.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything lately, but I do know one of the neighbors that was a problem passed away.
Yeah, not there anymore.
I don't know if that was the only issue, but
this about a house across the street on Church Street?
Yeah, I'm not really sure about
this. Lori came in last month. Yeah. That name's Lori, right?
Lisa.
She lives at 35. Mm-hmm. And the problem was 37.
Yeah.
Yeah. The person that lives at 37 isn't living there anymore. So I'm thinking, well, it's probably resolved.
We've had, like she said, it's been ongoing for 3 years. When we did have a code enforcer and the police had been involved, both have said it's a civil issue.
Right, but the person that left was the person that she was having the issue with, right?
Was one of the members of that family, not all of them.
But the family, I don't think, lives there anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I don't know. I'd have to... I don't really hear anything about that end. But so. She stopped really complaining to us anyways because she said we don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. But we did, I mean, you know, we've looked into it, and, you know, like Missy says, it's been determined it's really not a village matter. But, because the people there technically aren't really breaking any laws. I mean, they have kids that are loud.
Right. She contends that they're breaking the noise ordinance all the time, and we're not violating.
Yeah, well.
Like we should be, so. It's been back and forth for a couple of years now.
All right. Anything else on that? Anybody else want to have anything else they want to talk about?
The only thing I wanted to bring up is that I was thinking of maybe having the holiday get together next Thursday night, if anyone interested. What do you guys think? I haven't done it in years.
Thursday, the 21st.
you know, just a potluck, a little holiday gather, just employees and staff and stuff. What do you guys feel that we're still in a sickness issue?
Well, I don't know. I don't know as Marsh would come, but.
Well, I'm not going to do it if nobody's going to come.
I gotta check with Noelle, see if anything's going on. She's just getting home from traveling for work the day before, so, or the night before.
All right, well, why don't we respond to Missy if we are available and let her know, say, by the end of the week.
Right.
By Friday. And you can call it from
there. Yeah, I'll put it out tomorrow and let everybody know. And if I don't get a lot of response, I won't end up having it.
All right.
Because I'm not making a bunch of food for nobody to come. But just a thought. We haven't done it in several years.
No, I know.
It's always nice for everybody to get together. I mean, we don't get to see the police officers and, you know, nobody gets to see the office people. You know, we should all get together once a year.
I would come.
Just because.
I would come.
Oh, well, I'm having it for sure now.
There you go. All right, anything else? Resolutions. So we got a couple of holes in the butt in the treasurer's report. So the first one is to transfer $15,655 from fund balance to 1110.4 Justice CE. So this was grant money that we actually received in May, and it didn't get rolled into the new budget. And it was to pay for the air conditioner here in the meeting room, because we had a grant from the Justice Department. Got a grant to do
the
that.
The JCAP.
So, entertain a motion for that.
Correct the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. The second one is to transfer $15,000 from 3120.1 from police personal services to 5110.2 general repairs equipment. So this is for the new Toro lawnmower, zero turn lawnmower that we purchased, and a couple other things that are went over on that. So the money's coming from personal services from the police department, and the reason is because we have not been able to fill enough positions in the police department to completely fund the amount of coverage that we're looking for. So that leaves some extra money, and so we're going to utilize that this year, but we will still fund the department at a full coverage as we have in the past. Hopefully we'll get more people involved and hire some new guys and get going on, get them up to snuff. Any questions on that? Entertain a motion there, somebody?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Ryan, second by Guy. Now any questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So, or SWAMA. So, service agreement. So, we've completed the base agreement and now we're on the optional renewals. Is that the deal, Missy?
No, this isn't with Waste Management. This is just with our SWAMA.
Oh, this is just the...
renewal every year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. So, this is our membership agreement.
Our membership, yes.
Okay. Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Anything to be brought up before we pay bills? All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 201 through 237 in the amount of $16,983.32 in the general fund, and $783.11 in the water fund and $7,193.69 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is passed. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.